Mothering Sunday and I'm giving the talk. What could I do? What could I do to engage everybody? I thought, I know, I'm going to bring my own mum. So, here she is. Mum, you can sit in that rather grand big chair there. Okay. So I was thinking, when you become a mum, everything changes. And that is the theme of our service this morning. So my mum is Elizabeth. She moved to live in Fitzwilliam Court a couple of years ago. But she was born in Liverpool in 1935 and grew up there, became a primary teacher, married my dad. But on the 20th of April, 1960, everything changed. I'm going to ask you, what changed when I was born?
A lot changed, particularly the very first day she was born, because she was born at home. And the midwife went off duty, I suppose, and said, she won't need feeding, she'll be all right as she is. Well, she wasn't, I think she was hungry. She cried the whole night in our bedroom, where I was in bed, recovering, and it was just awful. We didn't know quite what to do, and I'd never encountered a baby before. But anyway, my mother and father drove over and...
A bit nearer.
They drove over to help. My father was very hands-on. They'd both come from fairly big families, so they had got a little bit of knowledge about a newborn baby. And my father walked up and down all evening. He said, well, she'll get some boiled water and sugar. We didn't know how naughty sugar was for a baby. And she blames us.
Right, is that... Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mum. So that's horrifying, isn't it, Sir Julia? Right, so I grew up, came to Sheffield University, I met Nick, I got married, and then on the 14th of June... 1986, everything changed for me. And look, there we are in the Northern General, and there was my daughter, Rachel. Yeah. So I was trying to think how everything changed for me. Obviously, I had this helpless human, she's not helpless anymore, to look after. It was a massive responsibility. I was no longer free to do what I wanted to do. I always had to consider Rachel, attend to her needs. Why was she crying, hungry, tired? It was quite daunting, but it can't have been that bad because I did go on to have Anna and Ben afterwards. Now, skip on another 30 years. Rachel grew up. She went to university, became a nurse. She married Nick in this church. And then on, let me get this right, the 18th of August 2016, everything changed. Aleri, where are you? You've got to sit there. So Rachel, how did things change when you became a mum?
Less sleep, which is saying a lot considering I work mainly nights. I think it's the tiny human that's completely dependent on you, and you have this massive responsibility to keep them alive to start off with, but also to grow up to be a nice, kind person, to make good decisions, and obviously that's still, you know, it's just when they're a baby, but also as they get bigger, it's a big responsibility.
Right, so the next photo is a photo when soon after you were born, Ilary, and there's your mum, and me, the grandma, the great-grandma, and there's my lovely dad, for those of you who've never seen him. So there we are in Rachel's garden. So obviously not everyone is lucky enough to have a mum as handy and nearby as me. But if you're spending time with your mum today, maybe on the phone or maybe having dinner, you could ask them, couldn't you, how much, what changed when you had me? What changed when you became a mum? You might hear something interesting, not just about sleep, but other things as well. So I want to say thank you to my three visual aids here. Now, they have got some more to do later in the service. But I also think that 2 days after International Women's Day, we also want to be grateful for all the women in our lives, not only our mothers. So I think we can give a clap to my helpers here and also to all the women that you know. Right, I'm going to introduce the next song, which is one of my favourites, and it's... I want to just put that on. It's called Noah. It's about lots of Old Testament characters like Noah and how God was with them all through the stories, all through the Old Testament, but also all through the generations today. It says, thank you, that all through history you were faithful and you are just the same when it comes to me. You're with us. Okay, here we go. Right, you can sit. Oh, who's going to do the action?
Noah built the most enormous boat. He kept the birds and animals afloat. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Noah lived his life for him. Moses led his people through the sea, taking them away from slavery. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Moses lived his life for him. Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, that all through history you were faithful. Thank you, oh, thank you, that you are just the same when it comes to me. When it comes to me, David fought Goliath and he won. A humble shepherd boy became a king. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and David lived his life for him. God brought him to safety once again. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Daniel lived his life for him. Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, that all through history you were faithful. Thank you, oh, thank you, that you are just the same when it comes to me. When it comes to me. Jesus died to take away our sin, so we could get to know our God again. The Lord is good, the Lord is strong, and we will live our lives for Him. Oh, thank you, oh, thank you, that all through history you were faithful. Thank you, oh, thank you, that you are just the same when it comes to me. When it comes to me, when it comes to me, when it comes to me.
Right, so we were just talking about when a baby's born. But I want to now move on to talk about another baby that was born, and everything changed when this baby was born as well. And Susanna's just going to read us a bit from the Bible.
Chapter 2, verses 5 to 7. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her baby. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
So that's the Christmas story, isn't it? God became a person and was born in Bethlehem and put in a manger. That's what that story is about. Life changed for Mary and Joseph a lot. They became parents, and they became parents in very unusual circumstances, didn't they? How did Mary feel? First of all, there she is in a stable, and there's cows and stuff all around. That was a bit odd, isn't it? Not quite the Northern the Jessop's Hospital. She also had shepherds visiting. She had people from distant lands with unusual presents. What did it all mean? But I think even Mary did not realize how much the world had changed on that night when Jesus was born. So, skip on 30 years. Jesus did not settle down with a job and a family. He began to preach and teach about the kingdom of God. He said amazing things that people had never heard before, about God loving us, about justice, about us caring and loving for others, about it doesn't matter what we are like on the inside, on the outside, it's what we're like on the inside that counts to God. Jesus performed miracles and he became very popular. However, 3 years later, all that changed and he was hated by people in power. His friends betrayed him and disowned him. And the events that we're going to be thinking about in 3 weeks' time when it's Easter, they occurred. Susanna, are you going to read the next reading?
Today's second reading is Luke 24, verses 1 to 5. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen."
Thank you. So that's amazing, isn't it? Easter Sunday, he is risen. So things really changed. So Jesus was not just a person who was alive all those years ago. He is with us now, and people can follow him today, and he can make a change in their lives. So I'm going to ask Rachel and Aleri to come back up, and I'm going to ask them some questions. So firstly, Mum, so I want you to tell me about how long you've been following Jesus and the difference it's made to your lives.
Well, I can't remember when I started to follow Jesus, because I was probably only very, very young, and I think I followed him all my life. I was very blessed with Christian parents, who church was everything to us, our life, our social life, our friends. Every Sunday was devoted to three times backwards and forwards to church. And looking back over my long life, I can realize that I was very blessed then. I hadn't appreciated perhaps at the time, but looking back makes you realise just how much you've got to be thankful for. I can't imagine living without the presence of Jesus in my life. And I'm very well blessed to be here with my family, Aoife, and Ilary and Oisin. Don't know where Oisin's gone. Oh, there he is. With his grandpa. And towards the end of my life, I've come to Sheffield to live. That was Ruth's suggestion. And I live down in Fitzwilliam Court. And that was chosen, not because I particularly liked it there and the traffic going backwards and forwards. It was chosen because it was near this church. This church is so important. And I've never been in a Church of England family before. I think one of the blessings of being a Christian, because that's what we call it when you've decided to follow Jesus, is that you belong to a church family. And I've belonged to three already. This is the fourth. And it is just wonderful to have that family feeling and knowing people are friendly. I know so many people here now. Can't remember all your names, but I know your faces. And I was introduced as Ruth's mum when I came here.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Mum. That was great, wasn't it? Rachel, I'm going to ask you, how are things different because you follow Jesus?
I think being a Christian helps me to hopefully be more patient, more understanding. It definitely makes me a more compassionate person and a more compassionate nurse. I meet lots of people while at work, and I try and see it through God's viewpoint, that no matter where you're from, what's happened in your life, who you love, God loves you and wants to form a relationship with you. And I feel really privileged to have a relationship with God.
Thank you. Ilary, you're just going to tell us a little bit about what you've learned about following Jesus from coming to this church.
He will always be there for you, and if you feel sad, he will make you better.
Right, that's lovely, Ilary. Thank you very much. That's great. Now, I've been following Jesus since I was a teenager, and for me, following Jesus makes my life different. I can look at things in a different way. Just like becoming a mum, nothing is ever quite the same. It gives me a different perspective. I know, like Ilary, I know that God is always with me and I can depend on him. And I know that I am loved by God. Now, in this bag, Ilary, is something I want you to get out. And I want you to tell everybody what it is.
It is a stable in the Bible when it...
Yeah, it's the nativity set, isn't it? Now, this nativity set, we've got a photo of it here. Now, look, this is Ormskirk in the 1960s at Christmas. Pretty cool, isn't it? So there is the most amazing Christmas tree, the most modern telly that you could imagine. And on the telly is the crib. So I think this must be about 1967, 68. I don't know when you changed those curtains, Mum. But there is the nativity set that Mum bought me and that Rachel played with and Ilary and Aoife and Oisin played with. Do you want to help Ilary set it out, Aoife? You can if you like. While she's doing that, Lynn's going to do the next reading.
The readings from the second letter of Timothy, chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
Thank you, Lynn. So, in our family, we passed on not only the message of Jesus, but we passed on that nativity set as well, didn't we? And none of us would know about Jesus unless somebody had passed on that message to us. So, who was it who encouraged you to come to Brownies or Rainbows or Scouts or Cubs? Who was it who encouraged you to go to Messy Church or to Holiday Club? Not just your parents or godparents' job to pass on the story of Jesus. It's all our job. And it isn't just something you pass on to children either. It's something that you can pass on to adults. In our church, since Christmas, there have been an Alpha course where grown-ups have been coming to discuss what Jesus might mean to them. And perhaps they have decided that they want to follow Jesus. So my challenge to you is that over Easter, this coming Easter, perhaps you can share something of your experience of Jesus. Perhaps you can share something about the story of Jesus and pass it on. Right, we've got the nativity set all done now, but there is one thing that is missing, isn't there, Aleri? The baby, Jesus. Now, it's rather a Western view of what Jesus might look like, but this baby, it's a miracle. I know it's a miracle that Jesus was born, but it's also a miracle that 60 years later, we've still got that baby Jesus. So you're going to put that in the crib now. So, what do I want you to take away from this service? That's the next slide, please. So there's everything. When Jesus, everything changes when a baby's born. When Jesus was born, the light of God came into the world. He died and rose again so he can be with us today and part of our story. And we need to pass that story on to other people. Okay, thank you, gang, for helping me. That's really great. So I'm just going to introduce the next song, which I chose because it says, "The greatest day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me." And it says, oh happy day, you wash my sins away. I'll never be the same, forever I am changed. Okay.
Greatest day in history, death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are. Endless joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Oh, What a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me, and oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious name. And oh, happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed,